Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, January 14th. This is the city, Chicago. It was chilly. I was working the early shift at radio station WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Don't we, Lieutenant?
Yes, we do. Is it more than 3 million people now? 4 million? What are we at?
Well, if you count the suburbs,
Chicago,
it's a lot. We have a lot of people around here. I forgot to mention last week your email, and I mentioned it a couple of times during the week, so you'll be getting some suggestions, I'm sure, from people. And once again, that email to reach you directly is beatcopsguide@gmail.com, right?
Right, and I'm especially looking for Southside restaurants, small, you know, family-owned preferably, but Southside, I'm running very low on suggestions for the Southside.
All right, I'm sure we'll hear from the Southside. I've got a surprise for you and the entire morning crew, but first let's get to the business at hand and
I heard
course.
I heard Tesla's for everyone. All right.
Not quite. What's on the menu?
Well, okay, this week, because last week we celebrated my lovely daughter's birthday, we went out to Goat and Vine, 195 Remington Boulevard in Bolingbrook, because we were going out with some people who don't want to show their vax cards, and Bolingbrook is not in Cook County, and therefore we could eat there without having to prove vaccination. But not that it's... Get vaccinated. Everybody should get vaccinated.
Now, that's the right thing to say.
But if you don't want to show your card, you can go outside Cook County.
That's another issue.
Yeah. So it was also, but the tables were pretty separated. It's socially distanced, so it was great. And the first thing I have to mention, anybody who's ever been to Goat and Vine and they notice, is the pasta. If you order one of their signature pasta dishes or traditional pasta dishes, they let you choose a second dish to take home with you.
Oh, for the same price.
For the same, yeah, it comes with it, and this place is a very, very nice place and very good pasta. And I have to say, it's been a long time. This is the best marinara sauce I've had in a long time.
No kidding.
And we reviewed an Italian restaurant just a few weeks ago downtown here.
Mm-hmm.
And the marinara sauce was very thick and very clingy, which lately it seems like everywhere you go, it's getting very kind of watery
thin.
And thin, yeah. Mm. And this was very thick, very clingy. I've over the last few years started ordering a meat sauce all the time because the marinara sauce seems to be too thin. This place doesn't have meat sauce, so I ordered a marinara, and I was very happy with it.
I wonder if the supply chain problems have led to some sort of tomato shortage.
I don't know. So I had spaghetti and meatballs while I was there, and then I took lasagna home and had it the next day at work. So
two dinners for the price of one.
Yeah. And so it was very good. The meatballs were perfect. They were not huge, but they were larger than like what you make at home.
Mm-hmm. And did you sample a few other items?
We did. So we ordered bacon. We ordered a bunch of appetizers. There was a lot of people. So they had bacon wrapped shrimp, bruschetta, and what my kids order anytime they see it on the menu because they like the name, a charcuterie board.
That's sophisticated.
It's very sophisticated. Yeah, well, and you know what? They're a little too old to be worrying about being sophisticated now. But the bacon wrapped shrimp was great. It was nice and big. The only thing is, you know, if you have a big group, you might want to order more than one. There was only like four or five shrimp in it. But
when you say you were there with a lot of people, are we supposed to believe you? You didn't just dine alone, and you're just saying that.
Yeah, you know what? Lately, I have been going out. I take people because I still now I'm New Year's resolutions. I'm trying to lose weight, so when I've been going out lately, I've been taking people with me so I could just taste a little bit from everybody's
plate.
Sure, you have.
Yeah. Okay. So pasta. Did you have some wine with your dinner?
Well, I didn't. My wife does. Mm-hmm. So we, and all my kids, and they actually have a couple of signature drinks, too. But they have their own, it's not their own winery. It's their relationship with a winery in California. So they're,
oh, nice.
They have their own label, mm-hmm. I say. Mm-hmm. And they have great wine. They have a wine club, and if you belong to the wine club, you get a wine tasting. I think it's a one-time thing when you join the club, but they have wine tastings every month or so, and it looks pretty nice. I'm not really into wine, so.
Well, you know, you need to serve and protect
right.
in a sober manner. It's Goat and Vine, 195 Remington Boulevard, Bolingbrook. Did you make the mistake that I make sometimes when I'm going to order pasta? I fill up on the appetizer bruschetta.
I absolutely did.
Yeah.
Well,
never fails.
So it was great. And I had to work that night, too. So it actually, for me, it works out real well because I'm up all night anyway. So I filled up on the, they bring bread out to the table, the whole old time thing. I had the bruschetta. I had a lot of appetizers. I was only able to finish half my spaghetti and meatballs. Because let me tell you something. It's not that they give you smaller orders and give you one to take home. These are full pasta orders. And I was able to bring my spaghetti and meatballs to work and have it at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, when I got hungry again. So it was great.
Sounds like a scene from Barney Miller. Picture you in the police station.
Yeah, you know what? And I very rarely do I have spaghetti or any kind of pasta at work because I wear a white shirt and, you know, and sure enough, I got a little pasta. That's the whole shirt's ruined now.
That take-home dinner, as long as you didn't try to eat it while you were in the squad car driving.
Right,
so our Friday restaurant review and news segment with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. The Department of Corrections is open early today. Got a text here. And where is this? Oh, FYI, it's pronounced bruschetta. Really?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Is that a fireman?
Not sure. Very funny.
I got to stop making fun of firemen. They're getting angry.
What did you bring in for dessert for us?
Well, you know, I heard a statistic that most New Year's Eve resolutions crash and burn by February 1st. Mm-hmm. So I figured a lot of people are still in the throes of their New Year's Eve resolutions to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. So I went out to Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery at 13 West 101st Street in Hinsdale. And Sweet Alley's is one of my sort of favorite type of place. You know, we always we talk about smaller places, usually not chain places.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, Allie was she had a whole separate career doing something that wasn't cooking, and when she retired. She decided she had a lot of family members and stuff that had gluten allergies, and she loved baking, so she started a second career, basically coming up with ideas for gluten-free bakery goods. And so she opened up Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery, and it's a great place to go. And, you know, if you're going to make small changes, one of the things you could do is start eating a little gluten-free, get rid of... I know for me and for almost everybody I know, our big downfalls is flour and sugar.
Absolutely.
And, you know, even if you're getting away from some flour for even a few days a week, then you're doing well. And so... And nowadays, there are so many great recipes. It used to be that you'd have to make everything at home, and now you can go out and find places like Sweet Alley's that has gluten-free stuff. So they have, I had Dutch apple pie this week, which was very good. And I also brought pot pies home. They make these small pot pies like you get in the freezer section at the store, but they're fresh made, and they're gluten-free.
Did they pass your taste test?
They do, yeah. And most of the times, if you get good gluten-free bakery, you get all the flavors. They may be a little muted, but it's not like you're eating chalk and saying, okay, well, I have to put up with this because it's healthy. It's good food that tastes good. But the problem is a lot of times when you go out, you can only find one or two gluten-free things on the menu, and they don't really put the whole full effort into it. And Sweet Alley's is all gluten-free. They have a lot of dairy-free stuff, too, and a lot of other allergens that they get out of some of the stuff. But everything in there was gluten-free, from the pasta to the pizza crust to the pound cake. I did three P's there. Pretty good.
No donuts?
Off the cuff right there. No, I didn't see donuts, but they do have cupcakes. They have very nice frosted cupcakes and tiramisu. I had tiramisu, and I said to her about the flavors. I said, it's got all the flavors, but there's no strong or overpowering flavors. It's everything's mild. She goes, well, yeah, we don't use alcohol. I'm like, oh, yeah. Should have thought of that.
Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery, 13 West 1st Street out in Hinsdale.
Yeah, and also Hinsdale is great. I would drive it down there. Driving around for 28 years now around neighborhoods and stuff, one of the things that I don't know if it's weird or if everybody likes doing this, I love looking at the different houses and architecture. Hinsdale is really cool to drive around in. Every house is different. There's no cookie cutter things. So it's just a beautiful place to drive around and look at the neighborhood and eat a cupcake from Sweet Alley's.
Yeah, I haven't been out that way in a while, but you're absolutely right. We'll get you the news at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Now we have the restaurant news. So what are the headlines, Lieutenant?
Well, just real quick, this week, when I had enough of healthy food, Monty's Cheesesteaks has reopened. They had a fire last year, 4757 North Tallman, mm-hmm. and I went over there and got a cheesesteak sandwich. It's weird because everything looks exactly the same as before the fire.
That's a great place. That is a great spot, and I love cheesesteaks. Of course, I'm weird. I like them without the cheese, but 4757 North Tallman, Monty's, good to hear.
Yeah. And there's a salad place called Electric Greens is opening in Revival Food Hall at 125 South Clark. And they have like acidic salad. So that's kind of salads with fruit and stuff. And, mm-hmm. And they have a couple other things there that's really good. And for some reason, my tablet broke
down. I wanted to mention Naperville Restaurant Week starts tomorrow, participating restaurants showcasing their specialties. And goodbye to Lost Lake. Lost Lake became one of the city's most acclaimed cocktail bars. It ran for 7 years, almost to the date. It's closing up tomorrow. And they are offering to-go cocktails this weekend.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And let's see. You know what, Lieutenant? Stall for a few seconds while I go over to the other side of the studio to get the surprise.
All right. I got Province Pizza is opening up at Milwaukee, 4052 North Milwaukee, I believe, 4024 North Milwaukee. And they're going to serve Neapolitan and Chicago thin crust pizza. It opened yesterday. So it's at, there's a lot of places at Portage Park and Milwaukee Avenue that are starting to open up finally, which is great because it's a great area and it's been on the downslope for a decade. And now it's nice to look up.
And speaking of pizza, look at this. You know where this deep dish pizza is from? Guess. They're closing up tomorrow on Howard Street, the original Gulliver's.
No kidding. It's closing up. I knew it was closing, but tomorrow, huh?
Yep. Got a deep dish with green pepper, mushroom, and garlic for the staff here. You'll notice one piece is missing. That's not how they serve it. I got to tell you, when I open up a restaurant, I'm going to announce it's closing because you can't even get a call through to this place now.
The Gulliver's is great.
I picked this up, and the guy in there was going nuts. And I must say, it reminds me of my youth. Yeah. It's a little different than the Malnati's deep dish. They put the toppings on top, actually, and the cheese tastes a little different. But you can zap this, and everybody can have a piece today.
All right, great. And I wonder if they're selling their antiques. I love Gulliver's.
So most of the Tiffany lamps were gone. Lieutenant David Haynes, and we'll talk to you again next Friday, Lieutenant. Have a good one.
Hey. Let's be careful out here.